Good morning, and welcome once again to the read of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, January 2nd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is the Temple of His Glory. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Pastor Chris says, when some people talk about the glory of God that they hope to see, maybe in their meetings or during their times of fellowship or in their personal lives, their expectations are mostly preempted by their lack of understanding of the scriptures. They make such statements as, Lord, manifest yourself and let your glory envelop this gathering. By that, they are expecting some sort of physical manifestations of some kind, just as they had in the Old Testament. They expect a supernatural cloud above their heads, some lightnings in the room, or maybe some thunder, a deep voice, and so on. Don't live in the realm of the senses. Don't expect to somehow see the glory of God on the outside so you can say, wow, the Lord was in our midst today. Why should you be looking for some kind of manifestations as they had in the Old Testament? As long as you have that kind of mindset, you're going to live your life expecting something that God is done with and has termed the lesser glory. All of the glory that the Holy Spirit manifested in the Old Testament, the voice, the light, the amazing sights, and so on, are all inside you now. The glory is in you now. The Apostle Paul so succinctly puts it. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 says, the mystery of Christianity and the glory thereof is Christ in you. The glory of God is resident in your spirit. You are a God-carrying vessel. Think that way. Your presence in a place means the glory of God has manifested in that place. That's part of what it means to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the glory was in the temple, and you are that temple today, the temple of His glory. Blessed be God! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for your glory and righteousness that are fully resident in my spirit. I impact my world with your presence and spread the bounties of your beautiful perfection and grace to everything and everyone around me. From the inner recesses of my spirit, I bring forth blessings to improve my world. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Colossians chapter 1 verses 26 and 27 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 from the Amplified Version. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, in the Old Testament, the glory was in the temple, and you're that temple today, the temple of His glory. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.